Well, I guess there's a variety of ways. Certainly, you can try an edge molding or something, because I know the big box stores have this counter edging, and recreate that if necessary. Something. I think Steve at Vinatrio Supply, he sells some aluminum counter edging. It's got the lines in it, so it's sort of period correct.
Yes, this is a, hers is 1960, right, Tim?
1960 trade win, and that's why it's so important to save any piece of trim, metal, gizmo, even if you don't think you're going to use it, and label it and take pictures, because some of that stuff's really hard to get. And I think she did say she'd have that.
Take lots and lots of pictures. And no matter how crappy the thing that you took off is, or how broken you think it is, put it aside and label, because oftentimes you sort of forget, and you come back, you can look at it, and once you find out it's made out of unobtainium, that piece of crap suddenly becomes the jewel. And you fix it up, clean it up, sand it, hammer it straight, hammer it to suit, and suddenly that's
Right.
the perfect part.
Yeah, that's right. And the way you think, well, why did they do, why did they install it this way? Why did they do it that way? Why are they using this? And the more you get into it, the more it kind of really does make sense when they put that stuff together. So it's hard to out engineer it.
Yeah, tub is the tub, though.
Yep. All right. Well, I think we settled that one. Hope that helps you, Susan. I know I did put a picture on the Facebook. So if you're listening and you're on Facebook, go to the VAP Facebook page. You can see the picture. I had a hard time finding it, but I did have a picture of my tub once removed. And a picture's worth a thousand words. So that should help you out. We have a one voicemail question here from Dave Denver. He has a 72 Overlander, and he wants to talk about weather sealing the radio. So let's go ahead and play the windows, weather sealing the windows. Let's go ahead and play that.
Okay, Tim, let me try this again. This is Dave from Denver, and I wanted to tell you guys what a fantastic these last few shows have been. I really enjoyed them. Got some questions, and it's relevant to my 1972 Overlander. When my wife and I had the awnings out, we're looking closely at the trailer. I noticed that the weather stripping around the windows is all cracked and shot and everything. And I guess my question is, how difficult is it to remove that weather stripping? Is it just sitting in a track like a lot of weather strippings are? Is it can I just buy the stuff at the big box store to replace it, or should I go on to the one of the vintage online sites to like Vintage Trailer Supply to buy that stuff? And basically that's it. Other than I had an idea for a new show, and I think this is a fantastic idea, and we're going to call it, it's a 70s show, and you call it the Magnificent 70s. Anyway, talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling that in, Dave. The Magnificent 70s.
Rock a star on it.
I know that we make it sound easy, but we're professionals, Dave, so don't try this at home.
I have the flu coming on.
Well, Rob's saying this, and he's staying very quiet, but
yeah.
Everybody doesn't see this on the show, but we often send text messages back and forth during the show and whatnot, and Rob sent me a message saying he just got a 73 Agronsky, so he is a 70s guy again.
Ah, 70 Argosy, huh?
73 Agronsky 26-footer.
Oh, I see that.
I think we talked about that on the last show just a little bit. And,
you weren't coming clean tonight, though.
The future chicken coop.
Oh, right.
it's going to house all of our roosters. It's going to be the rooster mobile. And I've already had a message from the last show. Somebody contacted me about interior of a 70s Agronsky, because they're looking for interior parts for their 70s.